Somebody do something quick. Somebody make a press release. Somebody get up something. Okay, okay, okay. Let's get some Deanna and put it in a car and ride up to New York in Times Square. We'll talk about that for a little while. It won't blow up, but boy, it'll take the story and people will quit worrying about that there ain't no time. Or we'll find him and then he'll fly on United Air Emirates flight 202. This Mysterian will elude us for hours and hours. And then we'll find it at gate 22. Every gate 22 showed up on the manifest when they found his car in the airport. And they turned every plane back from the manifest that had his name on it. And there he was. And all Diane Sawyer's all tore up about it. Oh, we have missed and dodged another bullet. But how long can we go like this? It was so close. It was bad. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? I don't know. We're going to check all the flight 22s out of gate 22 from now on. And we're going to have to get with Bob and check with his chart. Maybe he can give us some insight on it. So all the Deanna sales can be tracked and traced. So all the ammonia nitrate can be calculated. And now they pointed out that whatever ammonia nitrate he used was the wrong kind, which told every other jihadist of where to get the correct kind of ammonia nitrate. So they won't have to have all this tomfoolery. They can mean business.
Are you trying to tell us something, Ion?
Yeah, check Bob's chart. You'll be all right.
That's right. Anybody looks at my tiny note chart, that's what we call it, Bob's anachronous tiny note chart. The New York City is in the 22 quadrants. Been there since 1995. New York is 22, and that's where this incident happened.
So, Ion.
Guess where? Wait. And where did it happen, Bob?
Where, Carolyn?
Times Square.
Oh, yeah.
The squared is a two.
Time
squared.
So it got rid of, it was trying to get blow up time.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to blow up time. So, Ion, are you suggesting that he was a setup to distract people, or
what
did
you think?
Well, you can foment cynicism and suspicion all you want, Ion, but you better have some facts to back up your
United Arab Emirates flight 202, flying out of New York at gate 22. The plane was turned around back to gate 22. They apprehended him, and now he's being thoroughly and demonstratively questioned.
But you're saying he had help.
Well, that's just the facts, ma'am. Just the facts.
Oh, those are the facts. Oh, okay, you told us last night. Go into how they discovered him. James, they looked at their computer records, whatever, in the airport, and they found that every flight was listed as leaving gate 22.
Oh, my God. I didn't know about that. Wow.
They had an anomaly right in their computer records.
So they knew which gate to look from, and then every gate was that, so it didn't make it very difficult to see which one was going to Dubai.
Yeah, in other words,
on its way to Pakistan.
Every gate was 22, but then they saw flight 202, so they put the 202 with the 22 and went for that flight first.
Well, they saw the anomaly that they were trying to find the manifest, because it's amazing that he paid cash for his ticket. Now, the Department of Homeland Security didn't have a problem with that. Well, you go pay cash for an airline ticket, and you'll be in a little booth somewhere explaining.
Okay, so they have to investigate the person who accepted the cash payment. Like, who's that, James?
The ticket agent.
So you're saying the ticket agent was in on it?
Bob. No, we're saying if you go to your airport and you buy a ticket with cash money, you will be grilled to no end.
Bob's saying why would that ticket agent must have been in on it to let him go.
Well, or turned it in and they were just on coffee break and didn't notice or bother. They're trying to get the airline industry pumped back up. Money coming in the house can't be a problem, can it?
So the CIA or intelligence agencies, whatever they're called, they run the Taliban, right? They fund the Taliban. They create the Taliban. And,
of course.
And the Taliban helped this guy. So that goes back to our tax dollars. We did it.
Of course.
Yeah.
Next question.
No. If you want to be a good person, if you're concerned about some idea of being a good, honorable, not hypocritical person, then you wouldn't pay your taxes. Because it's being misused for these kind of events.
Right, that's a good point.
But you have to have facts if you say stuff like that, Bob.
Okay, so can you tell us, well, is there anything more? Could you right now tell us some details about who set it up that wouldn't get James in trouble?
Yeah.
No, it's not necessary. It'll unfold. You got to ask some more. They'll ask some more questions. This is just beginning.